Hey Casey. Sources have told me that CB Radio is on the air tonight. Wanna tune in?
Sure do. Can you believe they let these people on the air for 800 episodes?
If you're sitting down, stand up real quick.
No, fuck you. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Cure for the itch or no more sorrow?
No more sorrow.
No more sorrow.
How are you going to vote for Cure for the Itch? It's a fucking instrumental.
Well, you know, just for that,
and it's
I
not even really an instrumental. It's just a little fucking, like, interlude before the fucking pushing me away. What the
f- Oh, my God.
Brian, I'm trying to go up.
I'm going for, you know what? He sold me on it. I'm going Cure for the Itch. Holy Fleshlight, Batman.
I'm almost at point, I'm at 0.29% BAC, which means about 2 to 3 more beers, my body level will be pretty much 0.50% beyond the legal limit, which will be half of my body level will be alcohol. Just think about this for a second. You have a host whose body level is about to be half blood, half alcohol, and he is still able to carry on somewhat of a decent conversation with everybody.
I'm on the wire. I'll never go down. And just to know the answer. You in the fire. You never get away. We have to know the answer.
Ha-ha, is that Shell Station open? Ha-ha-ha, Daddy might have himself some cig. I just got across a fucking freeway that would kill me. 8 fucking lanes.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Rob, it's Jobber. I don't know if you know this, but yeah, your phone kind of went off when you were crossing the street or something. And, you know, that's kind of freaking everyone out. So, call us back. Otherwise, if this is the EMT wondering why his phone is constantly ringing, call us back. It's probably saved inside his number somewhere. And tell us when something's happened to him. His name's Rob Parks. He also goes by the name of Godfather Extreme, but you probably don't want to use that in a professional setting. Thanks.
Buttman. I'm gonna go with one step closer because I think Ace is about edge and he's about to freak.
If I could reach through this fucking computer monitor, oh my fucking god, I would strangle each and every single fucking one of
you. We're doing a good job.
Shit.
Should we compare closer move?
Is that what you're
saying? Did move on. It is now one step closer to the final bracket.
No, it isn't.
Give Ace some room to breathe, please.
I have a fucking aneurysm.
Dum, 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 dum. I said 3 minutes. Yeah, hold on. 3 minutes and I have to kill the fucking second of me in the real. We got 3 minutes and I have to kill.
Batman and the Joker, I still can't get the green paint out of my snatch.
Me and you. Giggity giggity goo.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
We're going with Fuzzy Wuzzy, but a couple things. One, was he actually fuzzy?
I mean, his name is Fuzzy.
His name is Fuzzy, but was he actually fuzzy?
I don't know.
And plot twist, was he even a bear?
It says Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear.
But you don't know for sure. He might not have been a bear.
The first statement expressly states that Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear.
But it could be a plot twist that he isn't a bear.
No, I don't think they would steer us wrong with the first line.
I was told he wasn't a bear. I mean, you know. He might not just be a bear.
He might be a bear, but he might not be fuzzy, is what we're learning.
He might not even be a fuzzy bear. He might not even bear even at all.
What if his last name was Bear?
It could be.
Then he would be a bear.
But he's not an actual bear. And he may not be fuzzy.
That, but where does it say that he's not an actual bear?
You never know.
Are you trying to tell me you have a source of Fuzzy Wuzzy?
I have the source, yes. I was told these
and
days.
Who's your source?
I cannot reveal my source. But I was told
and I don't believe
days.
It.
But I was told
until you
days.
Provide your source, I do not believe it.
I do not have to provide my source. My source told me the plot twist not a bear.
Have I met your source?
You've not met my source.
Then I don't believe you.
I mean...
So I'm going to go with the bear.
But it could be a bear. Who knows?
What the fuck?
This
is weirder. What the
fuck?
Oh,
I thought the people are gonna be showing up the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
I wanna put my thingy in your thingy.
We're not allowed to give him shit about that anymore, remember? He told us to fuck off.
No, he told you to fuck off. He didn't tell me to fuck off.
All the food, Bret Hart. We all know that.
He wants to get all up in Bret Hart's Kool-Aid.
Tim wants to ride the sharpshooter. Hi, Tim.
Harder, Bret, harder. I'm not feeling it yet.
Oh, that's the real screw job right there.
Tell Lindsay the fuck off was directed at her, too.
You know, Tim, if you're going to just talk to Rock, you might as well just call in and yell at us. It'll be a lot easier for you.
You mean like that?
Would it be better if I just yelled at you all?
Yes, it would.
They don't
Hi, Tim.
Motherfuckers.
Hi, Tim.
Shut your pie hole, Phoenix.
I'm sorry.
Scottsdale? Glendale? I don't care. Arizona, you fucking redneck. When I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. Until then, shut up!
What's up?
You don't want to know! If I were you, don't ask!
I think Bret Hart is what's up personally, but, you know, you never know.
Lifetime, or holy shit, that chick is holding a dildo! fondle that thing.
Okay, that's like, you're playing with it, like, and it feels great.
Oh my god.
Look, oh my god. Look at this.
Can we see it in action?
Touching a blue dildo.
Ladies and gentlemen, in case you are just
seven
tuning in with us now, or in case you're completely lost, we are watching
seven and a half inch dong.
What the hell?
It's a goddamn bear.
You don't know for sure. Again, sources tell me they were not a bear.
Your sources are full of shit.
I believe my sources. They say not a bear.
Your sources are full of shit.
Rob, who are you going with?
I mean, they could have lived with a bear.
They could have. See, that's an excellent point. They could have lived with
a
bear.
Look, you're dealing with a lot of could-haves. You're not dealing with a lot of actuals, okay?
But people say that Bigfoot's not real.
You know.
But with that being said, do we not know if that isn't a vote for Fuzzy Wuzzy?
We don't know for sure. Because who knows if Fuzzy Wuzzy could have been a yak, and maybe it wasn't a bear after all.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear, he wasn't a yak.
Are you sure?
Yes, because, as I said, with context clues, Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear by the first
bear. Be a yak in a bear suit.
Again, anything's possible. Again, I was told, plot twist, not a bear.
Provide your source.
I cannot provide the source.
Keep them anonymous, but I want one of those, like, 60-minute outlines, distorted voice telling you. Or I don't believe it.
But I'm just go with it. Anyway.
No, I'm not going with it. You need to provide your source.
I don't have to provide the source.
Yes, you do.
That's not how this works.
Then I can make up anything I fucking want to and just say I have a source that told me.
You do make up anything you fucking want to.
No, whenever I do stuff for, like, the Intern Corner, I have sources. I have research.
Again.
Rock knows this.
Sources tell me these things, and, you know, I'm not going to divulge my source. Anyway, you're a winner. Fuzzy Wuzzy. Maybe a bear.
Why do you think we have to do it? We waited forever to Rob for Rob to come back, and now you're not even going to let him have the outro?
Okay, let Rob do
okay,
it.
Okay, come on.
Rob, do it.
Okay. I dressed up for this show. God damn it. You know how hard it is to find a wife beater in my size? 4. William Andrew McConnell.
Hi.
And 4. Unfortunately, the lone jobber. Lone jobber.
Ugh.
And for the lone producer who doesn't do really much.
Oh, wait. What? You know what?
I am your host with the most, the godfather of extreme, big, wow. Wow. That's what a blooper
All right,
right there.
Everyone who was listening to that, forget about that. Forget. Wow. Gosh damn it, Jobber.
What'd I do?
All right.
Jobber.
Jumping in at fourth place with 4% of the vote.
Oh, oh shit.
What?
Was candidate Subway making Getting High great again?
What? I was last? Oh, this is fucking... I'm going to go burn something. Are you fucking kidding me? How the hell did Rob get above me? Rob didn't even get on stage door. Oh, I'm not coming next week. I might need a week off.
That's what she said.
Oh, my God.
Now, we have a tie for second place.
Wow.
Holy shit. Really?
But in the tie, because percentage-wise, one person has two more votes than the other, but you're still in the same percentage.
Yeah, that's close.
So coming in at third is Ace.
Yes! Whoa! Yes. Holy God, I'm shocked, because Ace started out really fucking strong.
Goal achieved.
I bet you, yeah, I know what happened. I swear to God, if Rob won, everybody hit fucking his name by mistake when they were supposed to be hitting my name.
Or my name was right above him, no? Is it a couple of times when I went to go vote for me, I accidentally clicked on Jobber? That was so good. I cursed Rob at least once. I was actually a deciding vote in a way.
Now coming in, so which means the president of the CB Radio Party is the Lone Jobber, Lone Jobber.
Woohoo!
All this time I thought this was a family show.
Wild Talk Radio Network.
Well, here we are. Started on a short bus and now we're here doing things they say couldn't be done. It was a decade ago, they didn't think we could do more episodes than Lassie, which was 591. We've been there, done that. We didn't think we'd pass Gunsmoke at 635. Been there, done that. And then even the largest mountain, Simpsons, which is like the longest running scripted primetime series ever, 752. We've been there and done that. 800 episodes of Your Only Excuse to Be Home on a Saturday Night, CB Radio Live, formerly known as Cigarette Butts and Bandanas. Maybe we bring that back like another promotion just did. Anyway. Back then, the wheels went round and round all through the town. This is CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, episode 800. And earlier this week, we made an announcement that the FU line is back. It is not 2672 whatever. The number, we don't have the phone number. No. It's in Discord. You can do !! Discord to join in on the fun and then join in and jump in the FU line chat thing, and then we'll drag it down. So I'm the producer, Sir Rockin', and as the show kicked off, we had a caller call into the show. So before I introduce the host, caller, you just called the FU line. Who's this? Where are you from? That was their cue, and they missed their cue. Caller, where are you from? Try this again. Caller, who's this? So we try it. to try to make the thing work. We have an intern, King Kittens, by the way.
Ayo.
We had a call. There's a caller on the line, and they're not answering the call. Maybe now. Caller, welcome to the show.
Maybe the music off.
Caller, welcome to the show. Try it one more time. Caller, are you there? We do have the X-Core soldier himself, Subway. It's Sub. Sub's here.
What's that?
800 episodes, still can't get people to correctly, you know, talk and do things. It's fine. It's 100% fine. We have the Godfather Extreme.
Hey, I felt like you were getting closer every time. Every time you asked, I was like waiting for it.
Oh, we're waiting for it. We have the Godfather of Extreme Rock Parks. He's getting ready. Oh, he's here for a minute.
This is just going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic. If he decides to call in correctly, we're trying. I could go to the first bit of the show because we have the bits, but.
You know, it's like he never really left or really ever showed up.
It's a shame because it's there. It's the FU line technology is working. He's there. We see it. We're waiting. But since he's shy, I guess, waiting too for a proper introduction, like maybe, we have some bits we're going to do on the show tonight. A segment called Where Are They Now? And while we wait for them, we'll play one of the bits. Where are they now?
You know, I got something to say about that.
No, you wait. It's Where Are They Now?
After, yeah, when you're done.
Where is Lone Jobber?
Once upon a time, in a quaint little town nestled between rolling hills and murmuring rivers, there lived a charismatic CB radio podcast host named Lone Jobber. With his smooth voice and a heart full of enthusiasm, he had won the affection of listeners far and wide. Lone Jobber was particularly known for his extravagant holiday celebrations, each one more elaborate and joyous than the last. His episodes became a cherished tradition, eagerly anticipated by his loyal audience. For years, Lone Jobber and his trusty sidekick Teddy Teal, his ever-loyal friend and co-host, ruled the airwaves. Together, they brought laughter and camaraderie to their listeners. However, as time passed, Lone Jobber's celebrations began to take a back seat. The holiday-themed episodes that had once been the highlight of the show became scarce, leaving fans puzzled and concerned. Rumors started circulating, especially among the dedicated listeners who had followed Lone Jobber's journey from the beginning. According to whispers in the CB radio community, Lone Jobber's sudden disappearance from the show was somehow connected to his dear friend Teddy Teal. Some speculated that Teddy Teal might be unwell, while others believed there might be a falling out between the two friends. However, these reports were unconfirmed, and the truth remained shrouded in mystery. Behind the scenes, Lone Jobber was indeed facing a difficult situation. Teddy Teal, his faithful companion, had fallen seriously ill. Lone Jobber, deeply devoted to his friend, had chosen to step back from the podcast to be by Teddy Teal's side during this challenging time. Their friendship, forged through years of laughter and shared dreams, had become a source of strength for both of them. Lone Jobber spent his days caring for Teddy Teal, ensuring he was comfortable and surrounded by love. As weeks turned into months, Lone Jobber's absence from the podcast became more prolonged. The CB radio community, though disappointed, understood the importance of friendship and supported Lone Jobber's decision. In the quiet moments between taking care of Teddy Teal, Lone Jobber found solace in the memories of their podcasting days. He often reminisced about the joyous celebrations they had shared, the laughter that echoed through the studio, and the bonds of friendship that had only grown stronger over the years. Despite the absence of their favorite host, Lone Jobber's listeners continued to send messages of encouragement and love. They patiently waited, hoping for the day when Lone Jobber and Teddy Teal would return to the airwaves, bringing back the festive spirit and camaraderie that had endeared them to the hearts of many. And so, in the quiet corners of their town, Lone Jobber stood by his friend, reminding everyone that friendship, loyalty, and love were the true reasons for celebration. The legacy of Lone Jobber's holiday-themed episodes lived on,
not just in the memories of his listeners, but also in the enduring bond between a host and his dear friend, Teddy Teal.
His dear friend, Teddy Teal.
Okay, I call bullshit. I call bullshit on the fact of his holiday shows. When's the last fucking time that man has produced a holiday show?
I mean, they're fond memories for people.
I call bullshit.
You call bullshit, okay. 2 years ago, it's been maybe three. I don't know.
It's been long enough that we can't freaking remember.
Because he's promised more than actually delivered on.
Yeah, you remember it was supposed to be like the 13 days of Christmas? Yeah, we barely got any of them.
It is to say that we probably just got the most important ones out of the way.
If only the Lone Jobber was here to talk to us and explain where they've been. No, still not working.
This is not helping, Rock.
It's really not.
Greatness.
This is adding to, you know, everything that's going to happen.
It is. It really is. But yes, chat, if you're new or old, the FU line is now available on Discord. You just join our Discord, !Discord and chat. Join our Discord, hop in the FU line channel. We'll drag you down. You can talk to us on the show when we're saying we're taking phone calls. And when we're not on the air, there's a voicemail channel. You can leave a voicemail as well. We'll play them on the air, like the old days. It's an FU line. So whatever's on your mind, just leave a voicemail. We'll play them on the show. I mean, Impact's bringing back TNA. We might as well bring back the FU line.
Wait, does that mean we're going to get a call from DP?
We talked about that. We talked about it. Hey, y'all.
Probably several.
It's DP. He would, one, me and a certain person thought, one, does he know how to use Twitch? Number two, does he know how to use Discord? He didn't know how to use Skype, so probably very slim.
You know what, Rock? Things have changed, you know, maybe they've become a little more technologically,
I don't think so. Maybe the Lone Jobber knows. Maybe one day we'll figure it out. Nothing. This is great.
No luck.
Let's do this, and maybe this, and maybe we'll do this, and maybe that will work. Try it again. Try it again. Check audio settings. Audio settings might be a thing, too. I don't know. Who knows? But that's waiting. Technology is difficult for people, as we're learning.
I swear to God, I'm just going to say that.
We're learning.
Caller, get on the goddamn line.
They've also changed headphones, too, so we're really working on that technology. They even tested earlier in the week. It worked. And here we are, when you're using it live, doing it live, pal. Nothing. But that's one former host that we've learned. Where are they now? We have two other stories about hosts. We're going to talk about, I think we say, let's go to, where are they now? PYB?
In the world of podcasting, there was once a host known as The Answer, but to his listeners and friends, he was lovingly called PYB, an abbreviation of Podcast Yellin' Bill. William McConnell was the heart and soul of the CB Radio podcast, a show that had become a haven for night owls, truckers, and all those who craved a touch of the extraordinary. PYB was a charismatic figure with a passion for storytelling that extended well beyond his podcast. Among his diverse interests, two stood out prominently: his fascination with the Joker and his love for pro wrestling. The Joker, the iconic nemesis of Batman, held a special place in PYB's heart. He saw the Joker as a complex character, a symbol of chaos and madness, and a reflection of the darkness that could lurk within anyone. To PYB, the Joker was not just a fictional character. He represented the intricate facets of the human psyche. He often explored the Joker's psychology and his impact on the Batman universe, using these discussions to delve deep into the complexities of human behavior. Outside of his podcasting booth, PYB found solace in his passion for pro wrestling. He was an avid follower of the sport, relishing the athleticism, drama, and the storytelling that unfolded in the ring. For him, pro wrestling wasn't just about body slams and high-flying moves.
It was a form of theater that combined athleticism and storytelling to create a unique form of entertainment. However, PYB's life was not always filled with the vibrant energy of his podcast and his passions. He had faced dark days, personal struggles that weighed heavily on him. In these moments, he turned to the very passions that defined him. The Joker, with his chaotic nature, taught him that even in the bleakest moments, one could find a twisted sense of humor and a path to rise above the darkness. The Joker's resilience and ability to find amusement in adversity served as a source of inspiration for PYB. Pro wrestling, too, played a role in PYB's personal journey. The narratives of triumph and defeat in the wrestling world resonated with his own struggles. He saw in the wrestlers the embodiment of determination and resilience, traits that inspired him to overcome his own challenges. The theatrical nature of wrestling showed him that even in the scripted drama of life, one could be the hero of their own story. Despite his darkest days, PYB's uplifting personality shone through. It was as if he used the beacon of his passions, the Joker's twisted wisdom, and the indomitable spirit of pro wrestling to guide him through the shadows. He not only overcame his personal struggles but also shared his experiences on his podcast, encouraging others to find light in their own dark days. However, as time went on, the podcasting landscape became increasingly competitive and hostile. PYB felt that the cacophony of aggressive voices drowned out his message of resilience and optimism. It was then that he made the difficult decision to step away from the CB Radio podcast. But this wasn't a defeat, it was a transformation. Today, PYB continues to use his love for the Joker and pro wrestling to inspire others. He writes, he speaks, and he shares his experiences to remind people that even in their darkest moments, they can find the strength to rise above. And in doing so, he has become a beacon of hope, offering a hand to those who need it, just as he once did for himself.
Uplifting personality.
That's right, because when we all think Mr. McConnell, we think uplifting and positive.
My favorite, Podcast Yelling Bill.
I loved it. I loved that one.
Rock, you forgot one very important piece of that.
Of that.
You forgot to mention his love of palm trees.
I didn't write these.
I know you didn't.
I heard Podcast Yelling Bill.
Podcast Yelling Bill.
Oh, that was so good. Wait, oh, it blinked. Caller on the line? Who's this? It's blinking. You see, it's blinking. Wait for it. We may have contact. Caller, welcome to CB Radio Live.
Testing.
Hey!
Nope. Wait, what?
We have a
just
call.
Think, it only took him like a year and a half to figure out how to use Discord.
Ladies and gentlemen, the caller on the line.
I am shaking right now in anger.
Don't worry, we'll just add.
I've been trying this.
Go ahead.
El Presidente.
I think there's a little light.
Let's hello? See.
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, I am. So the fun thing is, I have coworkers walking around because. Fun fact, I'm still at work right now, so this is fun.
This is very fun. Very, very fun.
What are they going to do, fire you?
No, they can't. I'm the only one who does most of it.
So, for those new to the show, please introduce yourself as you're a new caller to the show.
Oh, hi, I'm Jobber. I've been around for way too goddamn long. Not consecutively, though. Just, no, these douchebags were... Oh, God, has it been, like, 24 years now? Oh, fuck me.
Oh, God, no, let's not go with
that. Let's not go with that far.
Let's not talk about that. No, well, it's not that long. Has it been, yeah,
99-ish?
Yeah,
Rock.
Yeah. Right, it's imagine that.
I want to think about that.
I didn't want to think about that either. I was going for 16 on because on the 16th
anniversary. Yeah, like I was happy enough to be given this thing a driver's license.
Right.
Instead of a drinking license.
But this is 16 on December 2nd, which will feature the trial of the Lone Jobber.
Lone Jobber! Sorry, give me a minute. I don't practice. Also, again, at work.
People are looking at me straight.
You ready to be impeached, El Presidente?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I just want you to know we found you an amazing attorney.
Oh, Lordy.
Someone who's definitely going to have your back.
Yeah, I think I heard.
It would be the godfather of Extreme himself.
Kind of conflict of interest because he is technically the vice president.
Yes.
No, which means that he should be able to defend you the best, seeing as how he's, you know, your running mate.
Was he really my running mate or my competition?
Yes.
Because as Archie Paul, I did hear the intro. I heard all of this. And, you know, because my words were not being looked. And you know what the ostrich is? I don't know what they'll happen with. I don't know why it works now. This is me off.
I don't know why either, but here we are. We're here. Jobber's here. It's CB Radio 800. That's all that matters.
I'm pacing around.
So while we have you, what's new?
How long's it been, Rocky? Year and a half, you said?
It's been a year, yeah. We've replaced you with a Canadian. Yeah. We replaced you with a Canadian on one of the shows you're supposed to be doing, so.
Well, that's good, because I'm a little bit behind. Had a bad summer. Had a bad spring. You know that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've been, how do you feel about being replaced by a Canadian?
That is the biggest insult you could have ever done.
Well, here we are.
That is.
But he's a wrestling Canadian, so it kind of it's fine. Like, he's won actual championships in professional wrestling, so here we are.
Okay, come again.
It's the best. This is what makes CB Radio awesome.
Yeah, hey, my first episode, that was awesome.
Welcome to K-Job on the streets.
I'm going to go down to, what's called Portland next?
I don't know.
What's the father then?
Hmm? Huh? What was that? When are you going to Portland again?
How to bother them.
Oh.
Hey, job on the streets. I liked his idea.
Job on the streets. There you go.
Hey, so, you know, maybe you can couple it with, I don't know, the 2 years of holiday specials you owe.
Okay. Okay. Here's the fun thing. Let's see, it's Halloween's next week, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Fun fact, I probably won't be working on Halloween. And I won't be doing anything because, I had a shitty spring. Shit sucks. So I might elect myself for that. Now that I think about it, I don't know. Rock will have to walk me through this whole technology thing. I'm a little bit out of sync.
So we'll have to figure out a way to do it. So what you're saying, on Halloween, we're maybe doing a show?
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
Chat, you heard? See, look,
I don't know what kind of show. I don't know what kind of show we'd have to do, though. That's the thing.
What can we
heard
do?
Heard it live on air, chat. Keep an eye out.
We've heard it.
K Jobs Halloween Spectacular.
I have been saying maybe, right, Rock?
Yes, maybe. But we've heard maybe a lot in the past.
I thought maybe on CB Radio meant you were producing it.
We've heard this
a
lot.
I'm the producer.
I'm the producer. I would have to make sure that drag him on to do it. We'll figure it a way. If we really need to make it happen, we'll make it happen. And that's him living up to his presidential duties, so, you know.
For as long as he's in office.
For as long as he's in office. So he's, you know, here we are.
Wait, does that mean he's going to do a presidential minute to end the show?
I don't know if he's going to make it to the end of today's show.
Well, because I mean, I thought that was also the presidential duty.
So here's the thing. I have been thinking about that. And with the new FU line, whatever it is, if you know, you can always leave a question in the thing, and I'll try to actually get back to you. That would actually work well with my issues.
So there you go, Chad.
What about we just skip the trial and impeach that?
No, that's why we have the trial. Everyone deserves their own fair case and everything. So we found one not supporter of it.
We believe in due process here in CB Radio.
And it's called content creation, and that's what we do.
Exactly.
But if you have a question for the Lone Jobber, we will, you know, and want him to respond for presidential minutes, then by all means.
If I can't be here, like, again, at work, can't always do this over work, mm-hmm. but if you leave me a question, sure, I will leave a presidential minute voicemail and Brock can do that and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That would work with my ADHD.
Yeah. So make sure you send us some questions and stuff, and we'll come up with stuff on our own, and we'll have him do it. So I'm gonna go ahead.
Hey, Jobber, I have a question for you.
37.
So what do you think of that Hall of Fame announcer, Mr. Jim Ross?
Not a fan. Not really a big. Why? Okay. So I'm gonna go. Like I said, I had a shitty spring, shitty summer. I am currently a couple weeks back on AEW. It used to be a month. So.
Making progress.
What exactly are you referencing?
Oh, no, I just in general, you know, his keen insight, his amazing analysis of matches.
What do you do now?
He's just
being Jim Ross.
Just being Jim Ross. That's what he's talking about. Nothing new. Just
everything okay. You love about Jim.
So
you know what? I'll say this: they use him the proper amount of time now. One match a week.
So you're behind.
One match a week.
You're behind both on Collision and Dynamite, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you. Earlier today, I watched the Collision where Edge rambled at the end of the show, which, as you know, Rock, is something I absolutely hate.
That's being very specific. That I probably not sure which episode that is. Cause my
it's the first one after it's the first Collision after WrestleDream.
Okay.
So
you're one because the change happened last week. So you still have one more to catch up on. Okay. Then I'll have a presidential.
Is that all?
Well, now tonight it's two. But for what the question I wanted to ask, I'll have you guess what I have an idea for next week's presidential minute. I have one.
Yeah.
You can rant on it next week. We're good. We'll have him do something next week.
Cool.
Yeah. But I'm going to give him a chance.
I have learned if somebody besides myself gives me a deadline, I will be able to follow that deadline. I can't set a deadline for myself and follow it because I know the asshole who made that deadline and he's not somebody who follows deadlines.
Right.
So.
Yeah. But if I make sure that it's done, we're good. We set it.
Yes, exactly.
We set it. That's why I produce, and that's why we've got content. And
Yeah.
But as the producer, and I don't know how long, you're not staying on the whole show, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
How long does the show go nowadays?
It's been shorter, been like 60 to 90 minutes now, but we've been talking a lot, so we're behind on things. So that's
Wait,
fine.
Wait, does this mean Jobber gets to do the tournament again? Sweet!
Not tonight. No.
God damn it!
No. But I want to get it out of the way, just in case we lose you later.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to do the presidential minute. I'm going to hit the bumper and all the things here in a second. I'm going to give you the topic. It was announced, an hour ago, that Impact Wrestling is once again TNA Wrestling. I, once the bumper's done, would like your thoughts on TNA's rebirth. Here now, ladies and gentlemen, is the presidential minute.
It's time for the presidential minute with the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber.
And go.
So TNA became Impact, another batch of TNA.
Yes.
What? I thought we moved past this. I mean, I get it. I mean, shit. Impact's been called Impact for a long time. And yes, the fun part is I still call it TNA. So I don't really think of that's really dumb. What the fuck? What? When you said that, and I was just sitting there, I was like, oh. I mean, I realized I don't watch Impact or TNA or whatever the fuck it's called. God damn it. Why am I spurious? I am at work. You guys are bad influences. And I'm pretty sure the security is people are looking at the camera again, like, why the hell is he pointing randomly? Fuck you. Is there a reason? Or is it just like, okay, we want different branding again, so let's go back to our old stupid name.
Right, and that's a minute. They're bringing it back because the memories of TNA last forever, and they want to rebrand back to being TNA Wrestling. I don't know. It happened an hour ago. There's not many.
TNA left forever.
I don't know. They screamed, "We're TNA Wrestling, fuck yeah," or something earlier. And that's about it, because then I started the show.
Are they in a regular ring or are they in a six again?
What was that?
Regular.
Regular?
Okay.
Yeah. No, so they're starting in January, they'll be officially with Hard to Kill. Will be TNA Wrestling presents Hard to Kill, and then every show thereafter will be TNA Wrestling with the flagship show on Thursday called Impact. So, there's that. Now then, since we have Lone Jobber, we've gone through two people on this show. Where are they now? We have one more. Where are they now? The original host of this show, Big Daddy Ace. Where is he now?
In the heart of a quiet New England town, there resided a man who was anything but ordinary, a larger-than-life personality known to all as Big Daddy Ace. He'd made a name for himself as a charismatic CB radio podcast host, his rich, booming voice resonating far and wide. But one day, he made an announcement that would shake the airwaves and his listeners to their very core. With a heavy heart, Big Daddy Ace declared that he was leaving his beloved podcast behind, explaining, "I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter." His decision was driven by a burning passion that he'd rekindled, a love for music that had lain dormant for far too long. Before his days as a podcaster, he had been the frontman for a local rock band, Ace and the Echoes, whose glory days had long since faded. Reviving the band was a Herculean task. Years had passed since they'd last shared a stage, but the lure of music was undeniable. Big Daddy Ace's soulful Boston accent was as unmistakable as ever as he rallied his former bandmates, determined to breathe new life into their old music. He drew inspiration from his all-time favorite band, Linkin Park, whose lyrics spoke to his very soul. Their comeback was a revelation. The venues were packed to the rafters, echoing the words of Linkin Park. "This is where I draw the line." Ace and the Echoes poured their hearts into their performances, often featuring Linkin Park covers that left the crowd in awe. Big Daddy Ace's powerful vocals carried the spirit of the music, turning each show into an unforgettable experience. With renewed vigor, they recorded a new album that, true to Linkin Park's words, "In the end, it doesn't even matter," garnered critical acclaim and a devoted fan base. It seemed that Big Daddy Ace had successfully merged his two passions, podcasting and music. The echoes of his voice and Linkin Park's lyrics reverberated in the hearts of all who listened. But, as the sands of time continued to shift, the band began to lose its way. Responsibilities and the demands of life took their toll, and the old magic began to wane. "It starts with one thing," Big Daddy Ace thought, "but it doesn't even matter how hard you try." The band members decided to part ways once more, leaving Big Daddy Ace to ponder an uncertain future. To make ends meet, he took on a part-time job as a radio host at a local station. Endearingly dubbed the part-time playa, due to his larger-than-life persona and his gig that only occupied part of his time. While the band was no longer on the stage, Big Daddy Ace kept his dream alive by bringing his distinctive Boston accent to the airwaves. Over the years, the memory of Big Daddy Ace lingered, his indomitable spirit etched in the minds of all who had crossed his path. They recalled his distinctive Boston accent with fondness, as well as the way he had captivated and inspired them with his unmistakable personality. As the years passed, Big Daddy Ace decided to retire from the radio world. His love for music, however, remained undiminished. In the spirit of Linkin Park's enduring message, "Leave out all the rest," he began teaching music to underprivileged kids in his community, passing on the torch of inspiration to the next generation. The tale of Big Daddy Ace came full circle. From CB radio to podcasting, from a revival of Ace and the Echoes to a part-time radio gig, he remained a cherished figure in the hearts of those who knew him. Although the band had disbanded once more, his legacy lived on through the music he had created and the lives he had touched with his Boston charm and his unwavering passion for all things audio. And in the end, it doesn't even matter, because the impact he'd left was everlasting.
Ace and the Echoes. Oh, I thought that was so good. Oh, it was so good. Brent?
Why am I even here? Why do I spend my Saturday nights here, for God's sake?
Why?
I asked myself that same question a year ago.
What's wrong, Brent?
God. By the way, the narrator pronounced it wrong. We all know that its name is truly Linkin Park.
Linkin Park.
I like how it kept using the same line over and over again.
There was one different one. I said, hey, tell me the story with Linkin Park quotes or lyrics in it, and here we go.
I'm one step closer to the edge.
So we got...
I like that he, you know, was inspiring the youth of tomorrow.
Very much so.
Very, very much picturing Jack Black leading the next school of rock.
Who knew that Ace and the lead singer of Ace and the Echoes and podcast yelling Bill would be the inspiration for this show?
And a lone jobber holding a microphone to a speaker.
For Teddy Teal, his longtime companion.
Yeah, his longtime friend.
How's Teddy doing, by the way?
He's sitting at home on the dresser. He's just, you know, he's been wanting to come back, but he just can't find the time.
He's too busy. He's many personal appearances and everything. He's recovering. He's
Exactly. He's a megastar.
He was a megastar, I guess. Since where are they now in CB Radio history? Who knew that we would have a lone jobber here to even, you know, talk about his and stuff? So that was good. Ace and the Echoes podcast and Bill. As Jobber mentioned, 24 years we've known him. Have we ever said Bill?
Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think it's Will or PYB or Cy. It's never Bill.
Big Bill style.
Big Bill style does not work. It doesn't have the same ring to it.
No, it does not.
No, unfortunately it does not. Okay. So with that, we're going to get to something we normally do, and this is where Brand gets to educate us. It's time for the Intern's Corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the intern, Kane Kittens, with the Intern's Corner. Go, Brent.
Did the bumper end?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't tell. It cuts out on me.
And that's why I introduced you, and I guess you didn't hear that part.
I did not hear that part.
Go ahead.
All right. So, in honor of our 800th episode here, because, dear God, we have nothing better to do.
It's not nothing better to do. It's your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night. Get the catchphrase right. It's 800 episodes. Let's get the phrase right.
Well, I wasn't part of the original, so leave me alone.
It doesn't matter. You've been here long enough. You've been here as
long. Yeah, well, whatever.
Probably done more episodes than the original, so
okay, so some of the things that that have yet to get to the point that CB Radio has achieved.
Mm-hmm.
Impact Wrestling lasted all of 7 years.
Well, you know, here we are.
I mean, total combined, it's over 1,000 episodes I looked up, but Impact itself, only 7 years.
Yeah, they just celebrated 1,000 episodes a month ago.
Yep, but that includes everything back to, you know, Nashville.
Does it? I think it was their debut on no. That'd be their Fox debut, right?
Okay, it might be Fox, but I mean, that's still 06, 07?
04.
04?
Mm-hmm.
All right. But some other key shows that have not made it to 800. Law & Order SVU only has 538 episodes in 24 seasons. Not to the level of CB Radio.
No, they're not here. They're not with us, no.
Monday Night Football has only had 718 games. Still short in 54 seasons.
Suck it, Monday Night Football.
Rock touched on The Simpsons, one of the longest-running shows, 752 episodes. Eat our shorts.
Exactly.
And then another cornerstone of Americana, which fits very well with this show, America's Funniest Home Videos only has 770 episodes, 34 seasons.
Take that, Carlton Banks.
Greatness.
Yep. Now, here are some shows that we're targeting in the future, ones that we're hoping to surpass in the near future. First up is Big Brother, sitting at 888 episodes in 25 seasons. The one kicker is they're still making episodes, so we're working on it.
We have an advantage. We can get there.
Yep. Also, one of our direct competitors, Saturday Night Live, 949 episodes in 49 seasons.
Okay. The Race Is On.
But we've also done more in a shorter amount of time.
Yeah, we, a lot more. Yeah. We're coming for you, Saturday Night Live.
Next up, 48 hours, 991 episodes.
We've done more than 48 hours. Let's go.
Next up, America's Most Wanted, not the tag team.
I mean, TNA's back, so yeah, okay.
They have 1,095 episodes in 27 seasons.
That's a lot. That's a lot of episodes.
Next up, This Old House has 1,136 episodes in 44 seasons, and it's still going.
Fuck Vila.
That may be hard to chase down, but we'll try.
In honor also of CB Radio, this one fits very well with what we do. Cops has 1,164 episodes.
And they're still producing shows.
And they're still going.
Well.
On what, Paramount now?
I think. We've never, Cops have never, well, I'm going to say Cops has never been called, but we.
You did happen to call a wellness check on a certain someone.
We did do a wellness check. Yeah, we did. I don't know if we ever called the cops, but we did try.
It got close.
We got close. We did get close, yeah.
And then the longest weekly episodic show of all time, Monday Night Raw, 1,586 episodes in 31 seasons.
I don't think we'll ever catch them.
And then, Rock, there's one other streak that I don't think CB Radio will ever catch.
What's that?
3,653 days.
Okay. 360 what?
3,653 days.
Oh, for what show?
Oh, that's not a show.
What's that? Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
That's you.
You're never catching that one.
Never. We're never going to catch that one, no. We could just end your streak. If we could just end your streak, that would be great.
I'm not ending no streak. Screw that.
We could try. Chat, we should do, get them to try. Anywho.
Hashtag no days off. All right, so we have a couple of 800 facts. So facts about the number 800. Dear Lord.
Hey, caller, mute. All right, continue.
All right, first up. The numerical representation in Roman numerals 800 is presented as DCCC.
That's okay.
Historical significance for the number 800. In the year 800, Charlemagne was crowned Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire by Pope Leo III in Rome.
Okay.
Also, the world record for the 800 meters is 1 minute 40.91 seconds, as run by David Rudisha of Kenya at the 2012 Summer Olympics in London.
Sub's gonna do, you know, hit that mark at some point. He's gonna train for it and beat that record, right?
Train to set the world record in the 800.
Yeah.
The 800, a film from China, was the first movie outside of Hollywood to be the highest grossing movie for a given year in 2020. It earned $450.4 billion, though it was later overtaken in that year by Demon Slayer the movie with $507.1 million.
Gotcha.
So ultimately it was number two. But only 13 Division I college basketball coaches have ever won more than 800 games, and only one of them is still active.
You've got mail.
Hold on, waiting for it.
Hylian TRXSHTV just subscribed to the movement. Also, happy 800.
Thanks for 3 months. Appreciate you. Thanks for the 800. Wish for the happy 800. Appreciate you. All right, continue on.
All right. So, of the 13 Division I coaches with more than 800 games, only one is still active, and that is Coastal Carolina's Cliff Ellis. There's a couple of other Division II coaches, but only one Division I is still playing. They're still coaching. And only 16 NBA coaches have ever reached more than 800 wins. And there are three active people on that list. The Spurs, Greg Popovich, who's number one with like 1,300 wins. Next up is the Pacers, Rick Carlisle. Mm-hmm. And then there's Doc Rivers of the Philip. Oh.
Oh,
He's active. He's just not with a team because he got canned.
Yeah, he got canned. Yep.
And then finally, the number 800 is significant because that's the number of bands Ace has been a part of, but yet they've only done 3 songs total produced.
I mean,
I appreciated that joke.
Just for you, Rob. For you.
For that, you get.
I get the air horn.
A air horn. It's whatever Discord had.
All right, that's all good. Okay, celebrity birthday time. First up, he is an actor. He is a rapper. He is a music producer, and he likes his mom's spaghetti. It's Eminem.
God, one's gonna make us feel old. I think. Eminem. He's what 40. 49. Sub? 50? 50. That's a 53. Rob, you got a guess on Marshall Mathers?
I'll go 41. 51.
Rob comes in with the correct guess, 51.
Oof.
God, Eminem's 51.
Yeah, he is. All right,
that
next
real
up.
Slim Shady. Okay, he stood up.
Next up, we have... He's an actor. He's been in Neighbors. He's been in Baywatch. He was part of High School Musical, and he will be part of the movie The Iron Claw coming out soon about those Von Erich boys. Zac Efron.
I've seen nothing he's been in. So 35.
So, hey, real quick, I'm watching Halloween Havoc 1993, Vader and Nikita Koloff, and the WWF superfan and the fucking ECW hack guy are standing next to each other.
Nice.
Dude, I'm like, where the fuck did the WWE guy? I didn't even notice him. I noticed the hack guy the whole time. But yeah, I was like, holy shit, dude. Fucking crazy. WCW. But 36.
Jobber, you have a guess for Zac Efron?
We'll go 32. I'll go young.
Okay. Rob?
Who we got?
Zac Efron.
Yeah.
What have we got for the
35
already?
35, 36, a 42, and a 32.
37.
36. Next up, we have an actor. We have a musician in some ways. He's produced one of the other kind of long-running television shows animated that there is. From South Park, Orgasmo, Basketball, and the Book of Mormon, Trey Parker.
The Book of Mormon just really throws everything off for what he's ever done. Just...
Not really, if you've ever...
No, not really.
Not really?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you've ever seen the musical Book of Mormon,
no.
It is right up the alley.
Is it? Okay.
It oh, yeah.
It fits. Yep.
It fits. I'll believe you.
Asadega Eboy.
53.
Who is this?
Trey Parker.
Trey Parker, that's 52.
Job, you got a response?
I said 55, but I'll go
54. 55? Okay, I didn't hear. Make sure it's all clear.
I think Sub and I talked at the same time.
Gotcha.
All right, he is 54. Next up, we have a rapper. He's a youth sports advocate. He's also a WWE Hall of Famer. And he's Martha Stewart's BFF. It is the Snoop D-O-double-G.
Jesus.
Snoop Lion is...
52? Yeah, I'm going to say
53.
55.
60. 52. So, question.
Really?
Yeah. So, question. How old was Marshall Mathers again?
51.
Boy, one...
Yeah.
One... Doesn't look 51. The other one looks way older than 52.
Wow. That is not what I would have... Wow.
Yeah.
Huh?
That gin and juice takes a toll, man. Let me tell you.
He looks like 60, 65.
He does look... Yeah,
that's what I was saying.
And he moves like it, too. So when you at WrestleMania, he moved like it.
Yeah, when he tried to go for that splash, it took him years to get up there and do it.
But then Marshall's... 51 and he, okay.
All right. Next up, from The Office, A Quiet Place, and Amazon's Jack Ryan series, John Krasinski.
40.
44.
Next up, sweep the leg, Johnny. He played Johnny in The Karate Kid as well as the Cobra Kai series. It's William Zabka.
William Zabka? Oh, God. 59.
Yeah, I was going to say 60.
57.
58
is the correct guess.
Playing the odds on that one, it was.
Two more.
Okay.
There's no other real way to say this. She is a reality show icon.
Is it going to?
She is a reality show icon.
And then Mama come back.
Everything to make CB Radio great.
Yep, would be CB Radio. She's a reality show icon who is still making shows to this day. Judge Judy Scheinlin.
I thought she retired.
I thought she was still doing stuff on Amazon.
I think it's a new freebie. I think she took it over. Like this past year or something. That was like a new Judge Judy.
I remember she retired from her one show, maybe. That might have been it. Judge Judy is 83.
Oh, you're being nice. I'm going 85.
Joe Bear?
I was hoping I could hear what Rob was saying so I could figure out if I was going to go up or down a decade. let's go with 78.
I think Rob's busy with the child, so...
All right, 81. And finally, I mean, I guess I could say reality show icon as well, but that might be a vast overstating it.
Mm-hmm.
She rose to prominence by being featured in a videotape with Ray J and parlayed that into a reality career. It is the former Mrs. Kanye West, Kim Kardashian.
I don't keep up with them, so I don't think it's 40, because if it was 40, everyone would be talking about it's her 40th. Chat's 45. I'll go, we have 43 in chat, 45 in chat, I'll go 44. Sub, how old is Kim Kardashian?
43.
Okay. Jobber, how old is Kim Kardashian?
I'm going to go a little bit higher than I think she actually is. Let's go with 46.
Now they're changing their mind to 35 in chat, so here we are.
I'll go 37.
43.
Always stick with your first answer. Just saying.
Alright. And our movie of the week, because we are in spooky season, so I'm going to keep it rolling. Our movie is Poltergeist from 1982. So some facts about Poltergeist. Both of the terrors that plague Robbie in the movie came from Steven Spielberg's own fears as a child. The fear of clowns and the fear of a tree that was outside of his window. Heather O'Rourke, who played the young girl, ended up keeping the pet goldfish that her character Carol Ann had in the film. When Steve tells the parapsychologist his family's ages, he says that Dana, his oldest daughter, is 16 and that his wife, Diane, is 32. Many viewers interpreted this to mean that Diane was only 16 when she gave birth to Dana. However, a novelization of the film clarifies that Diane is Steve's second wife and that Dana was actually Diane's stepdaughter. In the movie, when telling the parapsychologist about the family, Steve specifically says, "My daughter, Dana," as opposed to "our daughter." Drew Barrymore was considered for the role of Carol Ann, the young girl, but producer Steven Spielberg wanted someone more angelic. It was Barrymore's audition for this role, however, that landed her the part of Gertie in E.T. the Extraterrestrial. During all of the horrors that preceded while filming Poltergeist, only one scene really scared Heather O'Rourke, the young girl. That was one in which she had to hold on to the headboard while a wind machine blew toys into the closet behind her. The young actress fell apart during the scene. Producer Steven Spielberg stopped everything, took her in his arms, and said that she would not have to go through that scene again.
Okay.
The house used to film this movie is located in Simi Valley, California, where it still stands today. The family who owned it sold it in May 2009.
Okay.
The jump cut from the scene where Diane is explaining to Steve about the feeling you get when the spirit pulls you across the floor, the scene jumps mid-sentence to a scene where they both are on the neighbor's doorstep. Again, in mid-sentence. The reason for the cut was because in the original scene, Steven says how much he hates Pizza Hut, and the scene was edited, rather crudely, after Pizza Hut took offense to the line. Real human skeletons were used in the swimming pool scene, since the crew decided it would be too complicated and expensive to get fake ones. Jo Beth Williams was not made aware of this until after the scene was finished. And finally, originally, Toby Hooper, Steven Spielberg, and the screenwriters were plotting out the screenplay. The young girl Carol Ann was supposed to be killed in the first act and then haunt the house in the second. They eventually decided that this was too dark and opted for her to be kidnapped by the ghost instead. In fact, eventually so many of the dark elements were removed because Spielberg wanted a PG rating so that the film could run as a double feature in theaters with the concurrently released E.T. the Extraterrestrial. So much so that there's only one death in the movie, Tweety the Bird, and there's only actually a couple of injuries.
Okay.
That's the intern's corner.
That would be the intern's corner. With that, we got to get through this really quick so we get to the debate. So, Max, burn NFL. There we go.
Sit. Hi.
Right, bumper.
It's time for Subway and Rob's, and also, I guess, the interns, but not Jobber's expert NFL picks.
Out the
these picks are for entertainment purposes. If for some reason you use these picks for bidding purposes, we don't fully endorse them. However, if you end up making money from them, please send us some.
Are you ready for some football?
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Football Pro 99.
He wasn't here, so we took him out of the intro. So he'll be here to do it this week, so he'll make his picks with us. Yay! It's Raiders and Bears.
Yep.
Sub.
Bears.
Bears.
Brent.
The Bears.
Jabber.
Bears.
Okay. Browns and the Colts.
Colts.
Going for Colts, Rob.
Colts versus who?
Browns.
Oh, Browns.
Brent.
Browns.
Jabber. Browns or Colts, Jabber?
Browns, I said.
Okay. Bills and the Patriots.
Patriots.
Rob, Bills and Patriots.
Bills Mafia.
Brent.
Bills.
Jobber.
PYB.
Podcast yelling Bill. What, the Washington Commanders and the New York Football Giants.
Commanders.
Rob.
The Jets.
Not an option. It's the Commanders and the Giants.
Giants. Sorry.
Brent.
The Giants.
The Commanders.
I'll try to ask Jobber. Commanders and Giants?
I command.
Falcons and the Buccaneers. Sub.
What was it?
Falcons and the Buccaneers.
Falcons.
Rob.
Go with the Bucks.
Brent.
The Bucks.
The Jobber.
Birdies.
Lions and Ravens. Sub.
Ravens.
Rob.
Go Ravens.
Brent.
Kitty Cats.
Dever.
30s again.
Steelers and Rams.
Steelers.
They're the Rams.
Brant.
Rams.
Jobber.
Paul Remu.
Cardinals and Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Cardinals.
Brant.
Birds. Silver birds.
There you go. Jobber.
Seahawks.
Packers and Broncos.
Packers.
Rob.
Green Bay.
Brent.
Pack.
Jobber.
Pack, Bill.
Chargers and Chiefs.
Chargers.
Chargers. Rob.
Chiefs.
Brent.
The Chefs.
Jobber.
Chiefs.
Dolphins, Eagles. Sub.
Dolphins.
Rob.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Brant.
You know what? Dolphins. Dolphins.
Jobber.
Birdies.
And the 49ers and the Vikings.
Vikings.
Gold Rush.
Brant.
49ers.
Jobber.
Vikings.
And that, my friends, is the expert. NFL picks with additional expert, the Lone Jobber.
Lone Jobber.
There you go. So last week on the show, we started a debate. We went old school, doing 128, but it's broken up into different brackets. So here's the second half of it. Cyberphobias, part two in the Greater Than Great Debate.
It's time for the Greater Than the Great Debate.
Okay, Brant, let's do it.
All right, we're going to get into tournament number two of this and conclude the entire thing of phobias because I'm afraid that we're not going to end it. What the hell?
I have
chef special, baby.
Okay, we're getting into tournament two. We're just going to get rolling. Number one, or first round matchup, we have microphobia, the fear of small things or objects, taking on monophobia, the fear of being alone or isolated.
Second one.
I'll go with micro.
The second one.
Brant, you want to add one?
I'll go mono.
And that takes it next.
Odontophobia, the fear of teeth or dental surgery, taking on sapiosexual phobia, the fear of intelligent people.
The fear of intelligent people.
Dentists.
Intelligent people?
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, dental work.
The fear of me.
I don't think Jobber's made a vote yet. Jobs.
Dentist.
Moves on next.
All right, next up, tantophobia, the fear of death or dying, taking on nociophobia, the fear of knowledge.
Go with the fear of knowledge.
Knowledge.
I'll go dying.
I'm going to go death as well.
Death.
Knowledge moves on next.
Arachnophobia, the fear of spiders. Aquaphobia, the fear of water.
Arachnophobia.
Spiders.
I don't dig spiders, man.
Eight-legged freaks.
I'm going to go with being in a desert, the fear of water.
Phobia of spiders, move on next.
Barophobia, the fear of gravity. Coulrophobia, the fear of masks.
The Neville. First one.
You said first one. What did you say, Jabber?
Neville.
Neville. Okay. I'll go gravity as well.
Mysterio.
Rob Van Dam.
Gravity moves on next.
Frigophobia, the fear of cold or cold things. Xenophobia, the fear of strangers or foreign people.
Xenophobia.
Cold.
Strangers.
Cold things.
Stranger things.
Stranger things. Move on next.
Ergophobia, the fear of work or functioning. Entomophobia, the fear of insects.
First one.
Insects.
I do not fear work.
So you're going insects. Working, functioning moves on next.
Colpophobia, the fear of genitals, particularly the female genitals. Aerophobia, the fear of flying.
I like it. Genitals. I like it's particularly female genitals. Because that made me.
I may not have one of these, so the second one.
Greatness. I'll go flying.
Yeah, we'll go flying. Brent?
I believe I can fly.
I'm curious what you marked Jobber down for.
Next.
All right. Into round number two is the fear of being alone or isolated and the fear of teeth or dental surgery.
First one.
Alone or isolated.
Root canals.
Jabber, Brent.
I'm still alone, Rock. I'm still alone.
Yeah, I know. Brent?
Wow, Rock. Wait, wow. You're an ass.
I'm an island unto myself.
Moves on next.
Fear of knowledge. The fear of spiders.
Spiders.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
What was that? Jabber?
Eight-legged freaks.
Rob?
Smarty pants.
Smart people move on next.
Fear of gravity? Fear of strangers or foreign people?
Strangers.
Gravity.
Strangers or foreign people?
Foreign objects.
Foreign objects, nice. Brent?
Muhammad Hassan.
Wow.
Oh.
That's just wrong, dude.
This is going to be one of those shows, man.
Anyway, next.
Trying to get his banned.
The fear of work or functioning. The fear of flying.
Functioning.
Flying.
Flying.
Functioning.
Flying.
Work or functioning moves on next.
Fear of cooking.
Fear of being alone or isolated. The fear of knowledge.
Knowledge.
Isolated.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
I've heard that somewhere before. Don't know where. Somewhere. Brent.
Soul Survivor.
Rob.
Sergeant Pepper.
Fear of being alone moves on next.
Fear of strangers or foreigners. Fear of work or functioning.
Strangers.
Functioning.
Shiki.
The second one. Whatever.
Yeah.
Shiki baby.
Wow. Rob. Send all complaints. I mean, all complaints at Flames Forums.
Who himself is a foreigner.
He's white.
I like it. He's white.
Now I can't say what I was going to say.
It's going to move strangers on next.
All right. The fear of being alone or isolated, the fear of strangers or foreign people.
Alone.
Alone.
Loneliness.
All by myself.
What, no other stranger foreigner joke? You don't have any more? You run out?
I could. Ivan Koloff, Nikita Koloff.
You blew your load too fast already. These aren't as good. Jammer, you. Oh, yeah. You
the thing my ex girlfriend made me alone.
Damn, Jobber.
Too soon.
Yeah, it was.
Next.
Alex, like right?
Heartspring.
Okay, we're going to go back into round number one with that uplifting topic. Erythrophobia, the fear of blushing. Paphophobia, the fear of being touched.
Touched.
Emotionally or physically?
Yes. also spiritually, Rob. Especially in the Catholic Church.
And anal.
Oh.
Any other anyone for touched?
Blushing.
Jabber?
Touched.
Rob?
Are you touched by an angel?
Touched by an angel. Move on. Next.
Like somebody a pat on the ass? It's not such a bad thing.
Gamophobia, the fear of marriage or commitment. Germophobia, the fear of germs.
Germs.
Jabber, you're afflicted with one of those too, huh?
Well, speaking of the ex,
I guess he's Jabber. You went with commitment one?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Brian?
Germs.
Rob?
I'll go germs.
Germs, move on. Next.
All right. This one is right up Rock's alleys with Comcast. Nomophobia, the fear of being without mobile phone coverage.
That at least works.
Spectrophobia, the fear of mirrors.
See, I thought that was going to be the fear of gnomes.
Mirrors.
Still nomophobia.
I can live without a cell phone, let me tell you.
Some people can't. Oh, some people can't. Jabber.
So I have been compared to a vampire, so mirrors.
Mirrors will move on next.
Ophidiophobia, the fear of snakes. Ophaliophobia, the fear of belly buttons.
Them belly buttons, man.
Oh, God, belly buttons.
Going with belly buttons. Apparently,
it's a fear. Innies or outies?
Depends what freaks you out the most.
That's fucking creepy looking.
Brent?
Snakes. Why does it always have to be snakes?
Trevor.
So, one of my girlfriends was actually a belly dancer, so yeah, we're going to talk about that one.
We're learning so much about Jobber's dating life here.
Rob.
I'll take the land serpents.
We gotta do the wheel for this one. So, wheel? Maybe? Oh, snakes. Never mind. We don't need a wheel. There we go. Next.
Ophidiophobia. Oh, wait. We already did that one. Euphobia, the fear of hearing good news. Neophobia, the fear of new things or experiences.
The second one.
The new things and your experiences. Why not?
On this 800th show, there's not really any new or experience. So we're going to go fear of hearing good things.
Fear of hearing good news or fear of new things or experiences. Those are the two choices. Jabber.
The second one.
Your pick, so.
Podcast.
With my RSD, it's fear of the good things. But that's not going to last.
New experiences. Move on. Next.
Distichophobia, which is the fear. God, why is it not? The fear of accidents. Uranophobia, the fear of the sky or heaven.
Accidents.
Heaven.
Accidents.
Happy little accidents.
I say hit a Guerrero. Is that too soon?
Yes. And which one?
I was going to say which one. More specific. Are you going with accidents, Rob?
I'm going with accidents.
Just because the kid says no. Next.
Kleptophobia, the fear of stealing or thieves. Cacophobia, the fear of ugliness or things that are ugly.
Second one.
Ugly.
That's why I don't have any mirrors around me.
Who's going with the ugly? Brian.
Ugly.
Jobber.
The first one.
You almost made it. Would have had everyone would have been a clean sweep all the way around, but no, he had to put in the one vote for not being clean sweep.
Alright. Logophobia, the fear of words or speaking. Pyrophobia, the fear of fire.
Words or speaking?
Fire.
Fire.
Words.
Trevor.
I went the first however long of this show not saying anything, so words.
I mean, you
There's
tried.
A first time for everything.
There's a first time for, in fact, everything. Yeah. Next.
All right, round two. Yeah. Fear of being touched or the fear of germs?
Germs.
Touch.
It's practically the same thing.
It is, kind of.
I'm going to go with germs over touch.
Hey, baby.
What was that?
Touch.
Touch. Touch, move
Don't
along.
Be so touchy.
Yeah, touch, move along next.
The fear of mirrors, the fear of snakes.
Snakes.
Mirrors.
Mirrors. Snakes are cute.
Jake Roberts.
Ew. Ew. Rob, mirrors or snakes?
Snakes.
Snakes, move on. Next.
The fear of new things or experiences. The fear of accidents.
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 New things.
Accidents, move on. Next.
The fear of ugliness or things that are ugly. The fear of words or speaking.
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 I'll go with speaking because sometimes it's hard to do on the show.
I like words, as you all know.
As you all know.
I don't like speaking.
Words, move on. Next.
All right. Why is it always hard to... fear of being touched. The fear of snakes.
Touched.
Snakes.
Jacob the Snake'em Roberts.
Did sub pick?
I was going to say that next time around.
Sub.
Yeah?
Yeah, what was your pick?
Snakes.
Okay, Jobber?
Oh, touch. Touch. What I said.
Okay, make sure I got them all. Touch moves on. Next.
All right, fear of accidents, fear of words or speaking?
Accidents.
Words, because they have letters in them.
Eugene.
Accidentes.
Jobber.
15-page reply.
Words, move on. He does like his words. Next.
The fear of being touched, the fear of words or speaking.
Touched.
Touched.
Touché.
Brent.
Let me see. Fear of being touched. No touchy. No touch.
No touchy?
No touchy.
Jobber?
They're both, but touch.
Touch moves on. Next.
Right here?
Yes.
All right. Halfway done. Back into round number ones again. Dear Lord.
I'm halfway there.
Chorophobia, the fear of dancing. What the fuck? Epistaxiophobia, fear of nosebleeds.
Dancing.
Dancing.
Kind of candy with
nosebleeds.
The kind that's going to keep me up all night.
Brent?
With the stars.
Jabber.
DDR.
Dancing moves on. Next.
DDR, so good. Pogonophobia, the fear of beards. Hormophobia, the fear of shock.
Shock.
Beard.
Beard.
The thing I can't really grow. Beard.
Rob?
Eric Young.
Beards, move on. Next.
Vehophobia, the fear of driving. Zoophobia, the fear of animals.
Well, that actually makes sense in the name. Driving them.
Zoophobia. I mean, I guess technically they both do.
Yeah.
Veho, vehicle.
That's a stretch, but we'll go with it.
Going vehicle?
I'll go animals. Animal. I was just saying that was a stretch for vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Trevor.
Maybe Zootopia. A stretch limo.
What was that, James?
Zootopia.
Zootopia moves on next.
Achondroplasiophobia. What the fuck? The fear of dwarves or little people. Retiphobia, the fear of getting wrinkles.
Wrinkles. We all know I ain't got no phobia of little people.
I have the second one.
Swoggle.
Little people.
I'll go with the wrinkles in time.
Jobs, it's on you.
Oh, little people. Absolutely. They freak me out.
Little people, move on. Next.
Japhyrophobia, the fear of bridges. Compoundophobia, the fear of buttons.
Buttons.
Bridges.
I'm going buttons.
Brent?
I'm going to go with bridges over buttons.
Jobber?
Bow and arrows. Bridges.
Also, chat asks, is Brent short?
No.
Okay, there's your answer.
6'3".
There's your answer. Next.
Melissophobia, the fear of bees. Cooldrophobia, the fear of clowns.
Clowns.
None of those make sense.
Nope, but here we are.
Melissophobia.
Second one.
Brent?
Clowns. Clowns are freaky.
Jobber.
My mother has a story about how, she always tells about how I once tried to pet a bumblebee because it looked so fuzzy and got stung. So yeah.
There you go. Next.
It was little.
Let me see what's... Majorophobia, the fear of cooking. Trichophobia, the fear of hair.
Definitely no Jobber's got one of these.
Which one? go cooking? Sub?
I'll go Martha Stewart, too.
Not cooking.
Brent?
The cook.
Jobber.
I'm a bald dude who cooks for a living, so...
Next. Cooking moves on.
Alright. Hemophobia, the fear of blood. Ballistophobia, the fear of bullets.
Bullets.
Hemophobia.
I mean, one kind of causes the other.
Damn it, I was just about to say that.
I'm going to go with the product. So, blood.
I'll go bullets.
You want blood, Brent?
Yes.
Sub.
Blood.
Jobber.
Switch blood, Jay White.
Blood, bullets, move on next.
Jobber, are you part of the Bang Bang Gang? Never mind.
Not yet.
The fear of dancing, the fear of beards.
Dancing.
Beard.
Footloose.
Jobber, it's on you.
Dancing
moves on next.
Alright. The fear of animals, the fear of dwarves or little people.
Animals.
Animals.
Max Minnow.
Yes, Brent.
Little folk.
Animals can be reasoned with. Little people can't.
So little people?
Yeah.
God, Jobber, I'd hate to think what you think of gingers.
Is one.
Next.
Fear of bridges, the fear of clowns.
Bridges.
Clowns. Doink.
A bridge implies a span, so bridge. I like falling.
Clowns, move on next.
Fear of cooking, the fear of bullets.
Bullets.
Ooh, my chicken strips. I forgot to put them down. Cooking.
Professional cook, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that he forgot about something that needs to be probably at a certain temperature, I'm going to go with cooking.
They're chicken strips. They're fine no matter what temperature they're at.
Yeah. Good.
Bullets, move on next.
God, remind me
never to order the chicken fingers.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. The fear of dancing.
For that one.
Fear of dancing or fear of dwarves or little people?
Dancing.
Fuck's no
dancing wifey. Little people.
Gimli.
You okay?
Dancing, move on next.
The fear of clowns, the fear of bullets.
Bullets.
I mean, one of those takes care of the other, I'm just saying.
Wow. You're dark tonight.
I'm dark most nights, Rock. You know that.
You're playing the part of Redacted tonight.
Someone has to on this episode.
Sub, what'd you go with?
Clowns.
Brent?
Clowns, because bullets can end those.
Jobber?
The killer versions come from outer space.
Clowns, move on next.
Alright, we have the fear of dancing and the fear of clowns.
Dancing.
Clowns.
Dancing.
Clowns, move on next.
All right. Our last set of round number ones. Thank God. Now I remember why we don't do 128 tournaments.
But this is only 64. It's fine.
We should do them all one day.
I know. And it was a fucking slog.
I like it. It was fun.
It's like an AEW pay-per-view. It just keeps going and going and going.
We give you your money worth here.
We don't pay for anything here.
We do, we do. We do give you your money's worth. Chad, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. So you can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can subscribe the regular way. It is very simple. We had a sub earlier today from Highland Trash. Appreciate 3 months. Matt subbed the other day for 50-something, 50, 49, 51 months, something like that. So we appreciate all the support around here. Just by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. Ding.
I missed going into infomercial mode. That was nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Also, don't forget, you too can leave a message on the FU line. It doesn't cost you a thing either.
It doesn't. Just do exclamation point Discord. Join our Discord. You can join us live for the shows and all the things. If you want to call in after we're done the debate and say hi, you can do that. It's up to you guys, because we'll take a call or two if you want to say hi. It's up to you guys. Oh, next.
All right. Podophobia, the fear of feet. Bathophobia, the fear of depths, deep places, or falling from a high place.
Falling.
We almost done.
Almost heart. Owen Hart.
Wow. Oh. Wow. Wow.
Wow. You, dog. Wow.
You thought I was being dark.
Wow. Just, yeah, so we're almost
Didn't
done.
Didn't think
we're...
of another example. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. You're...
Wow.
I just going to move falling. Just next.
Yeah.
Philophobia, the fear of falling in love or emotional attachment. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Urophobia, the fear of urine or urinating.
Urine.
I'm a jaded fuck, so I'm going with the philophobia, the fear of the...
Gonna go with the first one.
I'm afraid of people named Phil.
First one moves on. Next.
Dromophobia, the fear of crossing streets.
In your penis?
What the fuck? God damn you, Rock, you piece of shit. Hippopotamonstrosquipedalophobia, the fear of long words.
I think I'm afflicted with these too.
What was that, Sub?
The first one.
The second one.
What was the second one again?
Brian?
What's up?
He wanted to know what the second one was.
What was that second one again? Sorry, it cut off.
Hippopotamonstrosquipedaliophobia.
Yeah, that one.
Brian?
I'll go with crossing streets because we all know what I do with the second round.
Besides Rock?
Local restrooms.
Yeah, right.
Tacophobia, the fear of ugliness.
Do we have a repeat in there?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Ombrophobia, the fear of rain.
We'll just
moves
move,
on.
Move rain on, yeah. Because it had an extra definition, so it didn't catch it. Next.
Gelatophobia, the fear of being laughed at. Aphenophosmophobia, the fear of intimacy or being touched.
I mean, it's a different fear. Being laughed at, though. Right?
I'll go with the... second one.
Rob.
I'll go first.
Trevor.
I mean, it seems on brand for me tonight, so the second one.
First one moves on next.
Megalophobia, the fear of large objects. Teratophobia, the fear of deformed or monstrous people.
Ooh, monstrous people.
Big people.
I'm a fluffy dude, so two.
I'm changing mine to big people.
Rob.
I'll go with all the mankinds in the world.
Trevor.
What was the first one again? Just refresh my memory.
Large objects.
Fear of large objects.
Oh, that's... Yes. Again, this reminds me of my ex-girlfriend, so, yeah, number one. She had that.
God! Dentophobia, the fear of dentists or dental procedures. I think that was very similar to one we had before. Phobophobia, the fear of having a phobia.
Having a phobia.
A phobia of phobias. Phobia.
I'm just afraid in general.
Fear. I'm afraid I got a phobia.
Fear of
I'm afraid of being afraid.
Yeah, next.
Of being afraid.
Fear squared.
It's a phallophobia. The fear of seeing, thinking, or having an erect penis.
Jackpot.
Give me a minute.
Pteromerhanophobia. The fear of flying.
That one,
I guess the first one.
Lols. It's moving the first one on next.
First.
Yeah. Oh, my ex-girlfriend!
Did she have another one next?
The fear of depths, deep places, or flying from a high place. The fear of falling in love or emotional attachment. I'm going to go with Jobber's psyche.
Go with the first one. Oh.
Second one.
Jobber?
For some reason, I think it works if I say deep holes.
Oh, the phobia. Yeah, next. Fear of falling in love or whatever. Next.
Fear of long words. Fear of rain.
Long words.
Yeah. Rain. Infinity words.
Rain.
Jobber?
I love it when it rains. So long words.
Long words. Move on next.
Fear of being laughed at. The fear of deformed or monstrous people.
Laughed at.
Laughed at.
Deformed.
Wow.
Feels like I get this a lot, so laughed at.
Rob.
Sloth.
Laughed at moves on next.
Fear of a phobia. Fear of seeing, thinking about, or having an erect penis.
Just because it's so funny, the penis one.
Yeah, the penis.
I'll go fear of a phobia, because I'm about to get that at the end of this thing.
Rob.
What was it?
Was the...
You're breaking up, Jabs.
First one you said, I cut out on my end.
Yeah, you're cutting out a little bit. Phobia of a phobia.
What was the first one he said?
Phobia. Anyway, Rob.
What was that? Phobia, phobias, and what?
The penis one.
Oh, yeah, I'll go Andy Dick.
The penis moves on next.
Fear of falling in love or emotional attachment. The fear of long words.
Emotional attachment.
The fear of long debates.
That's,
words. Attachment. Words.
Words. Why do they have to have letters?
Wordsworth.
Attachment moves on next.
Fear of being laughed at. The fear of seeing, thinking about, or having an erect penis.
Laughed at.
Penis. Like Cain's penis?
Which was said how many times?
213.
All right, Jobs, what are you going with?
Damn, those two go well too much together. So let's going to go with the second one.
All right, Brent.
I'm going to go with laughed at.
Laughed at moves on next.
And the penis shrivels away.
It was laughed at.
The fear, it was fear of at. Falling in love or emotional yep. attachment. The fear of being laughed at.
Attachment.
One leads to the other.
Attachment.
Jobs, what are you going with?
Being laughed at.
Sup?
Laughed at.
Rob.
You laughed at.
Attachment moves on next.
All right, we're going to get into our semifinals now. We've got the fear of being alone or isolated, taking on the fear of being touched.
Touch.
Isolated.
The whole body's like a big no-no place.
No touchy.
Loneliness.
Rob.
Only the lonely.
Touch moves on next.
The fear of clowns, fear of falling in love or emotional attachment.
Clowns.
Clowns.
Second one.
Fucking Ronald McDonald.
Bozo.
It.
Clowns move on next.
All right, and the finals of tournament number two, the fear of being touched, the fear of clowns.
Touched.
Clowns.
Clowns.
Touch.
Dink.
Clowns. Moves on. Now, Jobber?
All right.
Jobber, do you have it in you? Can you figure it out? Can you find one?
Okay. I'm stressing it now for this. Brock, are you asking me that if it is time for tonight's man?
It cut him out. He was too loud. It cut him out.
Damn it. And here's the fun thing. Again, I'm at work.
Mm-hmm. Try it again.
Let me move to a better part of the kitchen where I was actually having better reception.
Don't go too loud.
Not too loud. It's a night. Let me turn off the cameras.
Maine.
We got Maine. We got Maine. That's we did.
That?
There we got.
There it is.
We got part of that.
I was still continuing when you were talking.
I know. It just you peaked and it cut you out.
So
that sucks.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So in our main events for both tournaments, the winner of the first half, the fear of being watched by a duck, taking on the fear of clowns.
Sub. Brent.
That fucking duck.
Jobber.
My dad was a hunter, so we have them stuffed. Duck.
Is that duck still looking at me?
It's still staring at you.
It's still staring at me.
It is, in fact, still staring at you.
After a week, it's still staring at you.
Duck is your winner. So there you go. That was the Greater Than Great Debate. And that is the show. That'll do it for CB Radio 800. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Brought back the FU line. It brought back a president. It returned back to work for the first time in 15, 16 months, something like that. So congrats to the Lone Jobber, for being back on the show. Tomorrow night, it's WTR Sunday at Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. Tim and Brent will figure out something to talk about. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. The Rack is live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're doing a Fortnite discussion. So be there for that. We'll be back next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of CB Radio. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio GOE, at King Kins, at Lone Jobber, at Wade Manson. Final thoughts up.
He has peaced out.
he's too old for this shit.
He just, like, you started your intro, gone.
Yep.
Like, wow. He's like halfway through the debate, like, is this long? Yeah, it went longer tonight. Apparently it's past his bedtime.
Or a world boss. We don't
know. Or a world boss. So who knows? He has other plans. Who knows? Anyway, final thoughts, Rob.
All right. 800 episodes. Wow.
Yep, we made it.
Doesn't feel like that long, does it?
No.
So tomorrow we can just exit the whole thing, right? Get out while we're still good.
Yeah.
Still in the black.
Yeah.
Appreciate everybody listening. Hopefully we'll be around for 800 more. Peace out.
Brent, final thought.
Congrats on 800 episodes, you degenerates, and we'll see if we can catch up to Monday Night Raw at some point.
If they're going and going, we're never going to catch them. Sadly. Anywho, Jobber.
You almost forgot about me again, didn't you, Rock?
No.
You're so used to skipping my name in that. It sounded like you had forgotten about me.
Nope.
That's fine, Rock.
Would I ever forget about you?
That was interesting. You didn't think I was going to be on for the whole show, did you?
No, I did not. Because you said like a half hour is your break, and that's what I thought we had, and that was about it.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, I thought I'd already taken my break. Because the break room gets really terrible reception. So, I thought I was going to come back. No, I didn't take a break tonight.
Gotcha. So that's your final thought? You didn't take a break?
We'll see how much I do. I mean, I have to pull an ace, right? I mean, I say I'm going to do a whole bunch of stuff and then just peace out for another 3 years.
Something like that. You've already promised a Halloween show, so we already got to do that on Halloween.
I didn't promise. I said we'll see what we can see.
Which, in CB Radio Talk, means Lone Jobber's Halloween extravaganza.
So CB Radio Live...
We'll see what happens.
So coming up on Halloween, CB Radio Live presents the Lone Jobber...
Halloween extravaganza.
I was waiting for him to do the Lone Jobber part, into that part.
Halloween... Lone Jobber. I was eating lunch.
Halloween extravaganza. Halloween. We'll figure it out, maybe. Maybe we're doing a live stream. Who knows? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We have a week and a half.
Yeah, we do. We'll figure it out. Anyway, this has been...
We have a week and a half, but we'll figure this out on Tuesday.
Probably. He's already guaranteeing it's on a Tuesday, yes. So we're making strides there. Anywho, appreciate everyone who's listened, old and new, or somewhere in between. It's been 800 episodes. It's a ride. It's a journey. We've had Where Are They Now hosts, and many of people have been on this show, and many more will contribute to this show. You can always call in now because we brought back the FU line. Leave a voicemail if you're too afraid to come on live. Or if you want to come on live and yell at Brent or Jabber or Rob or myself or some, please do. Phone lines are open every Saturday night going forward. But this has been 800 episodes of CB Radio, your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night. Live across the airwaves in a Wild Talk Radio Network. I mean, if you got a minute, if you want to call in right now and yell at us, go ahead. The phone line's open. If you want to call in now and say something, we'll take a phone call. But the song's ending.
It's no longer 267-207-1397.
I mean, you could do it. It happened. We got a minute before the song ends. I mean, you can save it next week. That's fine. We'll call next week, apparently. Anyway, this has been CB Radio live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, and
cbradiolive.com.
Wild Talk Radio Network.